Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I don't know. I'd have to watch the film. I mean, defensively, they showed a lot of different fronts. They showed a lot of different coverages. We just couldn't get a rhythm. It felt like
a lot of penalties on the final drive as well as all season. How do you process that? Why it just kept compounding with the penalties for this offense?
It's a lot of things that added up throughout this entire season, and all things that inhibit an offense. It seems like we hit on those every game.
The way the season's gone, I mean, you don't want to end up here, but is it almost a relief?
You don't want to go down that road. I thought every week guys came to work. We had good game plans. The effort was always there, week in and week out, and today was no different.
What was Mark's message as the season came to an end today?
I think Mark did a good job of staying consistent all year long. He didn't when things were getting crazy. Whenever we were dropping games, he didn't get radical. He didn't. He kept everything consistent and did his thing all year long.
You gonna be surprised if there's a coaching change?
Hypotheticals. I'm not gonna get into it. I don't make those decisions. So whatever happens tomorrow or throughout the week, we'll deal with that when it happens.
How closely will you monitor that?
I don't think I'll have to monitor it very closely to hear it. It's gonna be in all of our faces. So we'll know when it happens.
Is it hard getting up for this game?
No. The guys in the locker room, the coaches, they put in a lot of time and effort as well. We tried to rally throughout the week for all of us in that room.
At any point this season, Jay, not enjoying football?
Yeah, anytime you lose on a bunch of games, it's not as fun. I think that's human nature. When you're doing something and it's not going the way that you want it to go, it's not going to be as fun as if it was going the way we wanted to go, if we were winning games. So, I guess that's fair.
How much do you think needs to be fixed to get this offense
back in the game? Once again, I don't get paid to answer those questions. Whatever happens and goes down, then we can address it then.
Matt got the reception record today.
Did he?
Your thoughts on what that means for his whole campaign?
What do you need, 8 today?
Yeah.
Got that. He's a heck of a player. Couldn't be more proud of him. Just every single day, we've talked about it numerous times. The way he comes to work, his dedication to the Chicago Bears, all he's done throughout his career. That's a heck of a record. That's a lot of balls. It's a lot of catches, and it's a lot of production from him. Just kind of tells you how good of a back he is.
Was today any more or less frustrating from some of the games this year because you played so well against Minnesota last time and couldn't really get things going today?
We knew they'd have a good game plan against us. We knew that they'd try to take away a lot of the things that we did well against them the first game, and they did that. They limited us. After we crossed 50, 40-yard line, and that's when they started to tighten up a little bit. I'd have to look at the film and see exactly what they did to stop us. Yeah, I'll look at it, but a lot of that's going to depend on what happens. If we have the same crew here, if we're learning a new offense, either way, I'll take a look at my mistakes. But a lot of that time could be spent on other things as well.
Mike Shanahan's kind of let it be known that he's interested in getting back into the coaching racket. Any thoughts on him coaching somewhere in 2015?
Oh, he's a heck of a coach. He deserves to be a coach somewhere. He's out of the game, so I'm sure he is looking to coach somewhere. My 3 years with him were very, very enjoyable. I think he does a great job of leading teams, on and off the field, and offensively, he knows how to get it done.
Have you talked to him lately?
I have not.
Have you considered the possibility that you're going to have to be learning a new offense?
Not yet, no. I've been concentrating on this offense and this team and the guys in that locker room. I probably won't consider really anything until decisions are made, and we'll take it from there.
Last time they made a shift, you met with the finalist and you had met with Martz before he was hired. If there's a change, would you expect to have some type of involvement?
No idea. I mean, I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen. No one knows what direction we're going. But I'm pretty confident we'll know relatively soon. I don't think this is going to be something that's going to drag out.
Do you have an idea of who you'll be back?
No.
How unsettling is that level of uncertainty?
It's part of the game. It's kind of how it is. I'd like to be back. I think I said that a couple weeks ago. But whatever happens, you know, we'll deal with it then and make plans accordingly.
Jay, that turnover at the start of the second half, you got a short field, you know, in retrospect, is that a missed opportunity there to put 7 points up?
For sure. You get it on the 9-yard line. You know, you're going to have three plays to try to punch one in, and we couldn't get it done. So that was a huge stop for them.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.